Casey Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things KC sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas, from K-State University. Eddie Greer in the building here on this Monday, April 13th, 2026. If it's your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for checking out the latest edition of this podcast. I'm going to do something a little bit differently this morning. I'm going to come back later and we'll talk baseball. A baseball episode come out later on tonight. Spoiler alert. Yeah, K-State lost the finale of the weekend series, but did clinch the series, but lost yesterday in another high-scoring game. We'll get into that later on this afternoon. So y'all going to get two episodes today on this podcast. Again, daily podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is basketball, men's, women's basketball, football, spring football, still going on, I think. spring sports, women's tennis came to a close. The regular season came to a close for them. We'll touch on that this week as well. Track and field's going on. Volleyball, football, and soccer, your fall sports have been busy in the spring so far, and so much more. Make sure you, if you're not already subscribed to this podcast, make sure you go ahead and do that right now. Subscribe to this podcast. And we'll do the best we can to keep up with the latest on Kansas State athletics. But I want to change some things up a little bit this morning instead of the usual. Again, we'll get to that tonight when I record that. We're recording a postcast of that. But men's basketball, the roster is starting to pan itself out. And Casey Alexander going to work in a transfer portal. And this might be a little bit out of order, but I'm going to do this anyway, because we did this with football a little for a while before we got kind of sidetracked a little bit. We recruit with latest gets and everything else like that. Obviously, Colin Klein getting ready for his first full season as head coach here at Kansas State. And meanwhile, on the flip side of that, K-State going to that transfer portal. And I think, and I'm probably do this out of order, but I'm going to start with this guy because I saw his name first on the K-State Twitter. That's Brandon Rexnider, committing to K-State from Colorado State. This happened last week, or over the weekend, really. So there's that. We hear nothing, at least from the other K-State podcasts I've listened to, at least some of them anyways. I haven't listened to very much lately. I'll be straight up honest. But yeah, I didn't see this. I didn't see this either. But so Casey Alexander kind of working under the radar a little bit here. So Brandon Rieksnyder in the trailer portal, getting him there. And he, from what I've read anyway, again, this is a little sample size that we're talking about. We're not sitting here talking about, oh, he's going to be good and all that. We learned our lesson with Trump tenure, 2 years of it, or the last 2 years of it anyways, right? Get these players, and they don't do nothing. Or mature them anyways, don't do anything. It's no shot at P.J. Hagerty, no shot at maybe a little shot at Coleman Hawkins. but these guys' height, and most of them, they didn't do nothing, right? So we'll take this with a grain of salt what it is. Again, we're still quite a bit out from men's basketball anyway. So take it for what it is. And from what I saw post from K-State Twitter, this guy's a sharpshooter. And in the past, we know K-State has had their issues. In the past, not knocking down shots and what else, depending on one player. It's not going to cut it. But here is this case here. Rieksnyder, he also has some interest from Georgia Tech. Now that's getting way off track. And actually, he is from the state of Georgia as well. But so Rieksnyder, just a little bit on him real quick. Brandon Rieksnyder, 1 year at Fort Collins. That's Colorado State, by the way. He played for the Rams, averaged 12 points a game, 2.5 assists per game this past year. He played guard at Colorado State. Now, I've heard Casey Alexander wants a point guard. Excuse me. From what I've heard, and also a center, right? And we talked about, there's been a lot of sharks in the water about him getting his Belmont players over to K-State. Now, obviously, he struck out one of them already. He's probably going to strike out some more because of the fact that, obviously, K-State basketball, men's basketball is down the tank. He's trying to wreck his program right now. And all this money, and I'm not in the room. I'm not there. So, it's all this NIL and everything else like that. It'll be interesting to see how athletic director at Kansas State, Gene Taylor, plays this out with all that money. I'm going to leave that decision to them. I'm not getting in the middle of that. But all I know is, look, you need players. Again, you need guys that fit, obviously, Casey Alexander's system. And we have not seen how he works yet, obviously. So this is going to be a wild. That's like, again, well, here we go with the Atlanta Falcons reference here on the show. Eddie Greer, watch your podcast, all things Kansas sports. That's like me saying, all right, and I haven't even had my stance on Kevin Stefanski yet. So there's that. There's that one for you. But that's like I said, all right, what you going to do with Bijan, all this chatter? Bijan, one of the best players in the league, Drake Lund and all those guys. Casey Alexander here, same thing. But you have Andre Kosher's back. We know what Andre Kosher's is, right? From what he is from the first year. We don't know anybody else. So, and that includes Rex Steiner. We can only get a sample size, right? And other than Rex Steiner, we've seen, I think, two more guys commit to K-State to the portal, which we'll get to momentarily throughout this week on the show there as well. So men's basketball making some moves here. Casey Alexander making a firm stance here in the first few weeks on the job there as well. Yeah, it says right here. Yeah, Casey Alexander wants guards that shoot the ball well. So we do know that. So we do know that for sure there as well. So Rex Steiner, 315 shot attempts this past year. Let's just say that's over half coming from downtown. 86 of those for a 40% clip from downtown. So you're getting that. And then prior to that, Rex Steiner was at Virginia Tech for 2 years. 7 points per game. Yeah. Actually, yeah, first year sucked. Only 2 points a game. And then it raised the level a little bit. His sophomore season, the 7 points a game, and obviously traded to Colorado State, where he elevated some more, got better and better to 12 points a game. So, again, talking about, you know, hey, getting that experience there as well. So, there's that. So, here's another one, and I'm going to go ahead and say his name now. I will get into him later. Brock Weiss was also, yeah. from Murray State, committed to K-State, along with another player that I saw on there as well. So quietly but surely here in the show, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, Casey Alexander making some waves quietly here, getting some things going on there. And yeah, and we already know that Belmont, they they were known as an offensive team anyway, so. So we thought we were going to get that this past year with K-State was shooting the lights out of the ball with Aldi Bashir Jr., P.J. Haggerty, and those guys, right? But they phased out, started to lose games, and all of a sudden the injuries piled up, and then K-State became a one-man band. Yeah, as well, you can't win basketball games depending on one person. You can't, as much as you want to believe that. Can't do it. And that's why, you know, Haggerty hits the transfer portal and a lot of others. I did see was it Taj Manning, and it was confirmed. Was confirmed yesterday. And when I mentioned on the postcast yesterday that I saw Taj Manning signing somewhere. And it was confirmed that he is gonna transfer over to Iowa State. So there's that. Iowa State was in the running for Taj Manning, and now they sealed that deal. At some point over the weekend there as well. But on the K-State side of things, Brandon Rex Steiner sealed the deal. It comes to K-State. So you need guys that can shoot the ball and make it a high clip. So that's all I know. You gotta make shots to win games. neat offense, and Casey Alexander is bringing a little bit of that to K-State, and he landed one of his first guys for the transfer portal in Brandon Rechsnyder here in the last couple of days, and you got a Murray State transfer, and there was another one that I saw on there as well. So, yeah, men's basketball made some waves. Casey Alexander, your new men's basketball coach. Oh, by the way, if you guys have not been paying attention by now, so you got a new coach on the football side, and you got a new coach on the men's basketball side. This fall is going to be very, very intriguing for these programs, obviously. And we all know, again, football is the moneymaker down in Manhattan, Kansas. And a lot of people should be excited about that because the return of Colin Klein back. Legend on the football field. Now back as your head coach. We have seen the growth. We have seen the building steps for him. And it all comes full circle for him. And he steps on the field as a head coach this fall. Casey Alexander trying to work his magic so far. Looking at Rechsnyder's resume here, his stats. Looks like a good get. Again, that's all I'm going off of right now. But that's just your latest right there from the portal right now. Wanted to mix things up a little bit this morning and get you guys squared away on what K-State men's basketball is doing in the transfer portal. Again, we'll get you the latest on the other two players as we go along here, as we start the week here in April. That's not how I want to come out, but we'll roll with it here on this Monday. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things Kansas sports you can get, where a podcast found for everybody daily on Chase Record Kansas State content. Your very first time listening to this podcast, again, thank you so much for giving us a chance in your ears here this Monday morning. Again, I want to change things up a little bit, through a curveball at y'all this Monday morning. And yes, we'll talk postcast the final game of Oklahoma State. That will come out later on tonight. So that I just told y'all at the top of this podcast, y'all gonna get two episodes on this show today. So that's why you want to make sure you are dialed into this podcast. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Hayden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another edition right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State Athletics. Cats. Okay?